Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus.
This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, co-host of Healing and Deliverance through Prayer, Prophecy, and Preaching. I am based in New York City, and my co-host, Prophet Faithman Agbedo, will be calling in from Nigeria. This broadcast is sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio and Truth and Power Radio from Nigeria. We are so glad that you have joined us on today for what promises to be just a dynamic time of sharing and giving thanks and honor and praising to God and just going forth in ministry. We thank God for all of you who are listening in, who have supported us. God is a good God. There's nobody like him in all of the heaven and the earth. Great is his faithfulness to us this day. And if you are listening in and you don't know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, might I just share this with you, the salvation appeal. It doesn't take a whole lot for you to come to Jesus Christ and know him as your personal Savior. All you have to do is follow these four steps. I call it the four A's. Just acknowledge that you are a sinner. For we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's what Romans 3:23 says. So we have all were sinners. Then you just need to agree with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Yes, I want you to have everlasting life. And then just ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. It's as simple as, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. And then just accept him into your life. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's all you have to do to get to know him, to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what we're all about. We open the broadcast with it's an oldie but goodie. Turn it over to Jesus by Danny Bell Hall. We're going to hear a very short song, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, and then we're going to go directly to the throne of grace.
Oh, God. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, morning, new mercies I see. All that I need is thy hand has provided. Great. Oh Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God is a faithful God. Let's boldly approach the throne of grace with confidence that we may find the answers to help, the direction that we need. And God is a man that he cannot lie, neither the son of man that he has to repent. So God's word is true, and in him was the word, and the word was with God, and he was really before all things. So let us pray in today that he sends his word to our current situation, send his word to our past to heal us, send his word to our future that we may fulfill his plans and his purposes. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. God, we thank you so much on this morning for how you've blessed us and how you've kept us. God, have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you, God, for what you're doing. God, we thank you, God, we thank you. Thank you. We give you the glory and the honor today. Just worship God. Lord, we worship you for being our healer. God is a healer. Let me just remind you that the word of the Lord is the report of the Lord on today. I don't care what afflictions you have. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God will deliver you out of them all. Even if you have emotional healing, even if you've been hurt, you've been upset, you need to be healed. You may say, Dr. Faye, a prophet, I pray that my heart is broken. His word says in Psalms 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. So even on today, he can heal you from your hurts. He can heal you from your destructions. No matter what has happened in the past, God is a right now God, and he hears you plead. He sees what's going on in your life. There's nothing that is not open to his eyes, for his eyes are upon the ways of the Son of Man. His eyes are open to everything that we do. So just turn it over to Jesus. Like the psalmist said this morning, we have boldly approached the throne of grace, so let's leave it at the altar. Cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. And be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God, and think on the things, the good things, the righteous things, the things of God. Believe me, my brother, my sister, leave it at the altars. Nothing too hard for you. I don't care what your circumstance says. I don't care what your situation looks like. God is real. He is a deliverer. He even says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Is nothing too hard for the Lord God? Is nothing too hard for him to solve? He has the answers. He has all the answers, no matter what has happened in the past, no matter what's going on now. Hallelujah. God has the answers. God has the answers. I'm here to tell you today, be healed. Be healed. Be healed of your ailments. Be healed of your afflictions. Those of you who suffer from asthma, God can hear you. God is healing right now. Lord Jesus, send your healing angels to those who are listening and who suffer from chest conditions, asthma conditions, having problems this summer. Send your word to heal them now in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you're going to do, God, for healing them and allowing them to breathe as you dictated for us to breathe. God, we thank you for what you're going to do. He can heal all of our circumstances. We even speak this morning to barrenness. Some of you have gone through dryness and barrenness, but I want to say today, that is over. If you even remember in the Old Testament, in Genesis, the 20th chapter, how Abraham paid unto God for Abimelech and his wife, and the Lord opened up the wombs of all of those surrounding Abimelech and his wife, so God can heal barren circumstances. We know the story of Hannah. We know the story of Sarah. Yes, they might have to be disappointed for a while, but God sometimes allows us to be disappointed so we can get to his appointed time. So let me encourage you today to keep faithful. Be consistent. Keep your appointments. Even sometimes what you think are seasons of disappointments, but my brother, my sister, God is just leading you to the appointed time. So if you feel like you've been in barrenness and dryness, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that on the day, and we loose increase, loose a spirit that flourishes. God, we say yes, Lord. Lord, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. And those of you who suffered with many afflictions and diseases and you're worried, oh Lord, this is going to come back. Listen, Lord has healed me from breast cancer, and that affliction shall not rise again. That's what Nahum, the first chapter, tells us, that affliction shall not bother you. Hallelujah, no more. So don't be worried about that affliction. You are healed. You are healed. Walk in your healing. With his stripes, he healed us. 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 We thank God for the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. If God anointed Jesus of Nazareth to go around and perform healing and deliverance and miracles, we have the same power within. He gave us power. He gave us power to heal, power to speak life, power to speak healing. So speak the word on today. Speak life on today and speak the word on today. I feel the blessings of God. I feel the anointing of God. Speak healing and a mashkanda to your situation. Speak positive things. Some of you may say, well, Dr. Faye, I've been speaking positive things. I don't see a change yet. My brother, my sister, be encouraged. The effect you hikash kana my fervent prayer of a righteous man, righteous woman, availeth much. And with our faith, it is impossible to please God. We must come to him. We must believe. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we must go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. God is a righteous God. Hebrews 6 tells us he's not unrighteous. He will not forget our labor of love. Those of you who've been toiling and toiling and toiling, he has not forgotten about you. He has not forgotten your labor of love. At the appointed time. There's always an appointed time. There's always an appointed time. So you must run to meet the appointed time. Run to meet the appointed time. Run to meet the appointed time. Run to meet God. Meet God. Meet God at that appointed time. It's just a process. God has many of you going through the process. We need to complete the process. If you remember the New Testament story when Jesus told the disciples, let's go over to the other side. And as they were going to the other side, they encountered the storm. And Jesus was sleeping in a boat. And the disciples came and said, well, don't you care that we perish? I'm here to tell you that many times you have to go through a storm to get through the other side. There are all kinds of storms. There are storms sometimes that we bring on ourselves. Then there are storms that are like Iraqadon. We don't cause the storms, but we get pulled into the storms. And then there are storms that God wants us to speak to. So we have to learn to use our power, use the anointing just to speak the word. Just like he called Lazarus forth, speak to those dead things in your life. Speak to the storms in your life. Hallelujah. Send the word. Send the word, Ishkade, baby, with power and anointing to the storms in your life. You have to learn how to speak to the storms. Speak the word. Speak the word only. Speak the word, Ishkade, blah, blah, blah. If you even go back to Genesis, it started out with saying, and God said it. So if God said it, it's going to come to pass. If God said it, it's going to come to pass. Look even how the heaven and the earth was created. All he did was speak, and it came into existence. I'm encouraging you this morning, speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Get the word down in you. You should hide the word in your heart. Hide the word in your heart. Hide the word in your heart. Seek God only. Pray the word. As you pray the word, your desires will become God's desires. He wants us to seek him first. Seek the kingdom of God first. He wants to raise people up. That seek to please him in everything that we do, everything that we say, that live consecrated lifestyles. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Don't worry about the toiling. I'm sensing many of you saying, oh, I've been toiling and toiling and no results. But God sees. His eyes are upon you. He's searching the whole earth to see whose heart is perfect towards him. And God sees. I'm telling you, God sees. Just keep doing it. Keep being faithful. Be consistent. Be consistent. Be consistent. Meet God at your appointed time. Meet him at the appointed time and say complete yes. Say complete yes. Remove distractions. On this morning, I come against these distractions. That would distract the saints. Little things here and there. Remove distractions in the name of Jesus. God, even open up the eyes of your men servant and your women servants. Open up their eyes so they can see what things are distracting them. And might I encourage you to pray Ephesians 1:17, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. We must be enlightened. We must be enlightened so we'll understand. So let our eyes of our understanding be enlightened so we may know what God is calling us to. We may know what God wants us to do. We must gain understanding. But revelation knowledge is better than any other kind of knowledge. So might I encourage you, build your faith, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. It's not just a weapon, but you're overturning decrees. You're praying the will of God. He's giving you instruction. You're progressing and accelerating in the things of the Holy Ghost and the things of the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. He's downloading wisdom and witty inventions to you. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It strengthens you. It strengthens you. It keeps you spiritually fit. It keeps you spiritually fit. Build your faith. Build your faith. Hallelujah. 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 The glory shall be revealed. The glory shall be revealed. Even on today, God, I pray for your people. Oh, lift the heaviness, lift the worry, God. We're casting our cares upon you, for you care for us. And I come against anxiety. I come against anxiety in the name of Jesus. Release the peace of God that passes all understanding. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Peace, 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 peace. Woman, I see you in that home. You're holding your head right now. Release the peace of God. Stop worrying about the sun. Stop worrying about the sun. God has already provided the answer. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. Saturate our environments with your presence. Saturate our environments with your presence. God, we welcome you. Lord, we welcome you. God, we welcome you on this morning. We welcome you. Have your way. God, we welcome you. We welcome you. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning, Prophet. Hallelujah. Good morning. How are you? Hallelujah. How are you today? Good, good, good. Lord, I feel the presence of God. God is awesome. He's awesome, yeah. Prophet. He's awesome. He's awesome.
Awesome. Good and mighty things are going to happen today by the release of the Spirit of the Living God.
Yes.
The Bible says they that do know their God, it said they will be strong and they will do exploits. And exploits take place when we speak with God's word and allow it to influence our decision making.
Yes.
And I hear it in my spirit that people are in a season of supernatural shift. Something amazing is coming, and it's greater than what we think. As we pray today, great and mighty things will happen.
In the name of Jesus.
In this season, I see the Lord repositioning people and empowering them for distinction. I see the Lord repositioning people and empowering them. In Genesis chapter 12, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, came to Abraham and said, leave your father's house to a land I will show you. And when Abraham responded to that word, that was the key to his transformation. You see, your future is connected to divine instruction. Our future is connected to divine instruction. Our ability to listen and follow God's instruction empowers us for greater things of the Spirit. If one wants to do things of the Spirit, we need to follow instruction. And God's instruction is what determines our season. It is God's instruction that determines our season. You can determine your season, but you can prepare for your season. But it is God's instruction that empowers you for your season. You can say, this is my season, because you are not in control of the timing. And the Bible said that God looked at Sarah at the set time as he has promised. So the promise is what leads to the third time. And whenever you have a promise from God, it prepares you for greater work of the Spirit. And I'm saying to someone this morning listening to this show, there's going to be a supernatural shift beyond your imagination. There's going to be awesome release of the things of the Spirit, because we are in a season of supernatural shifts. Amazing miracles, amazing healing, amazing signs and wonders. Whenever you respond to God's instruction, you are empowering yourself for greater work of the Spirit.
Yes.
Whenever you respond to God's instruction, you're empowering yourself for greater work of the Spirit. Someone is listening to us right now, and you are about to give up on what God called you to do. Well, listen to this. Giving up on what God has called you to do will not solve the problem, but if you are committed to what God has told you, you will come into a greater future. If you are committed to what God has told you, you will come into a greater future. And I'm hearing in my spirit this morning that people are about to experience an unlimited favor. There is going to be a favor explosion. Yes, there's going to be a favor explosion. Get ready for favor explosion. And it is God's favor that leads to wealth transfer. It is God's favor that leads to divine opportunities. It is God's favor that leads to supernatural increase. And now the favor of God is releasing the atmosphere. And that those who are listening to this program this morning, wherever you are listening to us from around the world, there is a release in the atmosphere. And now you can walk in divine favor. Oh, let's bring the Holy Ghost. Mark
The outpouring of the Spirit is coming to the body of Christ. I hear this in my spirit that we're going to have more manifestations of the Spirit of God in these last days than the last generation saw. It's a word from the Lord right now. We're going to see more manifestation of the move of the Spirit in these last days than the early church saw, because the glory of the latter has to be greater than the former. The glory of the latter are here in my spirit this morning, and the Lord is saying to me, let my people prepare that the glory that is coming to the church is more than what we saw in the past. The glory that is coming to the church, there will be an awesome release of manifestation of the glory of God beyond our imagination. I hear this in my spirit this morning. An amazing glory, greater glory, greater glory. I see greater glory coming to the body of Christ. Madia Malambo, greater glory by the Spirit, greater glory by the Spirit.
Glory of the Spirit, greater glory of the Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Thank you,
yes.
Father. Thank you, Father. Hear this now. As many that believe in what God's word has said concerning their future will meet their peace of destiny. Many that have believed what God's word said concerning their future, they will not miss their destiny. Because our destiny is connected to what God has said, not what we think or feel. Our feeling has nothing to do with the destiny that God has for us.
Amen.
Because
when
we cooperate with God, there will be an unusual release, unusual manifestation. And I'm hearing this in my spirit this morning, unusual encounter, unusual encounter.
Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Let's pray for expecting mothers that are going through complications right now for supernatural intervention. Mothers that are going into expecting their babies, or they are going through one complication or the other. Let's pray for supernatural encounter. Let's pray for supernatural encounter.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we're going to pray for greater things of the Spirit in the body of Christ.
Yes,
a lot of
yes.
people focus on what they can get, but not what the kingdom is all about. We need to begin to redefine what success is. I was ministering to some folks yesterday, and I said success is living your life within the neighborhood of God's will.
Yes.
Success is living your life within the neighborhood of God's will. Success is you doing what God called you to do. Your ability
That's
to
right.
accomplish God's instruction for your life is a success.
Amen.
Success
Amen.
Is the ability to accomplish God's instruction for your life. Whatever the Lord has asked you to do, and when you accomplish it, that is a success. I don't need to see someone success at the last day for my life because no two persons are called to do the same thing.
Yes.
And that is why you
yes.
can't say you are better than the next person because both of you are not called to do the same thing. In destiny, there is no competition. In destiny, there is no comparison. We are all called to serve in different areas and the body of Christ to do what God
yes.
has called us
yes.
to do. And when we have this revelation that I'm unique and wonderfully made, it's an empowerment for distinction. We will have this understanding that I'm uniquely made, you know, that Jesus has called me to do something unique for him. Let me say this to us this morning. Everyone listening to this show this morning, whatever God has called you to do is important to God.
Yes.
Whatever God has called you to do is important to him. And whatever you're doing in the
yes.
body of Christ, in the kingdom of God right now, is important to God. Cleaning the chairs in the church is important to God. Cleaning the chairs in the church is important to God. If it is taking
yes.
care of the
yes.
toilet, it's important to God. If it is teaching in the Sunday school, it's important to God. Whatever God has called you to do is valuable for God. Whatever instruction
yes.
that the Lord has given to you is bowing before him. As we pray this morning, we're going to pray for people to be focused in the pursuit of the kingdom agenda. People to,
yes.
to be focused in doing what God has called them to do. Let's pray in the Holy
Amen.
Ghost. The people
yes.
of God
yes.
focus, the ministers of the gospel, a lot of distraction here and there. But we need to
yes.
do what
yes.
God
yes.
wants
yes.
to do.
Yes.
What God has released to do is important.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We're going to pray right now for people to begin to walk in the greater wisdom concerning the things of God. I've come to realize that people could pay attention to entertainment, they could pay attention to so many things, but when it comes to the things of the Spirit, people have less interest, even believers in the church, less interest, less desire. But we need to be passionate about the things of the Spirit. We need to be passionate about the move of God, because God
Amen.
Will use people who have a desire for the things of the Spirit. God will use people that are ready to follow his instruction in respect
right.
of their situation.
Yes.
God
yes.
wants people that will submit to biblical principle in respect of the opposition and the challenges or the persecution that will come as a result of their submission to the integrity of God's word. We're going to pray this morning like Jesus said, blessed are those who live after righteousness, to say, for they shall be filled.
those who transform that for the things of God. Let's pray that people will be hungry for the things of God.
Yes.
Hunger for the things of the Spirit.
Hunger.
Pray that people will be hungry, ministers, believers around the world, in the name of Jesus. We pray.
In the name of Jesus.
They are heavy in my spirit right now. A man is battling with to take his life. He's trying to take his life because of the situation around him. He's battling with depression, and that is leading him into taking his life. I want us to pray for this man. I can't really tell the country where I saw this man, but in my spirit, I could see somebody who is trying to hang himself. Let's pray that he will change his mind. Let's pray that God will
right now, in the name of Jesus.
Ministry spirit will be right now.
In the name of Jesus. Right now,
in the name of Jesus, we pray for that man who is trying to take his life. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we continue to pray for the people of God to seek you as never before. We come against the weariness, encouragement, and tiredness. We come against the rosh baba. In the name of Jesus, we release the joy. Supernatural strength. I release the people of God. Supernatural strength to the people of God. Supernatural strength. To the people of God, He's waiting and holding the answers. He's waiting and holding, but he needs for the people of God to seek him. That hunger you talked about before. Even you called in. I mentioned how we should pray and get in God's face so that our desires become his desires. So he's waiting and holding. It's almost like when we say, launch out into the deep. God is already there waiting. He's waiting there with the answers. He's waiting there. He's just waiting for us to meet him there. Run to meet him. run to meet a man concerned to get a koske. Run to meet a masquer the basket and a koska la papa. He goes karate, he goes for a baba, he goes for a baba, he goes for a baba, run, run, he goes for a baba, 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 he goes for a Yes, thank you, Father. I'm hearing this separation and consecration. People of God, especially ministers of God, you must live a consecrated lifestyle. You cannot depend on your emotion. You can't depend on your gift or your talents. We're in an era now of the supernatural, the miraculous. God is ready to move, but he will move on those who have consecrated to him, who separate themselves unto God. There are so many miracles. Prophet, I see miracles. God would work every Sunday. In midweek services, camp meetings, he would work. But sometimes we get in the way of God because we're not consecrating enough. Press into prayer. Keep your fast days. Read the word. Read the word. Know how to pray the word, to send the word to your past. Send the word to your present situation. Send the word to the future. God can't lie. His word is
Thank you, Jesus.
But the eyes of understanding must be open. They must be enlightened. We must see it. By spending time and communing with God, and making sacrifices. Might I encourage you today? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Spend more time in the Word. Pray in the Holy Ghost. He needs to download. He needs to download things in our spirit so we can upload to his people. He needs to download instruction and wisdom. He needs to download whatever strategy. Many of you out there wondering, what can I do? What do I need to do? You're seeking God, but you're the instruction for this morning. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Hunger after God. So he can download the strategy. He has the strategy. You're about businessman. Who you're getting dressed right now. You're listening. You have on a pinstripe suit. Seek God before you go into that meeting. Pray. There are enemies in that meeting. Pray, man of God. Pray that he will expose. He'll open your eyes. So even when you walk into that room, you'll know what to say and what not to say. I see you right now in the name of Jesus. Pray before you go into that meeting. Pray. So God can give you wisdom. God is fighting for his people, Prophet. He will give us the strategy. He will give us the wisdom. But we must seek him. Open up your portals to things of the Holy Ghost. Open up your eye and ear portals to the things of the Holy Ghost. Open up your portals. He has the strategy. He has the answer. Feel the presence of God. Open up your portals. He'll give you warnings in advance. He won't let you walk into that trap. He won't let you walk into a trap. He'll give you warnings. But you must seek him. Prophet, he wants to download strategies to his people and wisdom, but we must hunger. We must ask him. Seek. Seek in all your ways. Acknowledge all Nothing is too little for God. He's concerned about every part of us. A deal that may look good is not the deal that God wants you to sign off on. A deal that may look good is not the deal He wants you to sign off on. Acknowledge Him. Hallelujah. We have to hunger.
I'm hearing it again. Greater things. Greater things. Jesus said, greater works shall you do because I go to the Father. That was what Jesus said. Jesus said, greater works shall you do because I go to the Father. And in these last days, God wants the church to be in a position to think in that direction, that greater works is the will of God. God wants us to walk in amazing dimensions of the things of the Spirit that is beyond our human imagination. And that can only happen when we begin to submit to the authority of God's word. When we submit to the authority of God's word, anything is possible. Healing is possible. Deliverance is possible. Supernatural protection is possible. Supernatural multiplication is possible. Overwhelming harvest is possible when we submit to the word of God. And now God is saying to us that this is the time for submission. This is the time to submit yourself to biblical principles, irrespective of what you feel emotionally or financially or materially or spiritually or however you feel. But this is the time to submit yourself to God's word. If the people of God will submit themselves to God's word, the outpouring will overwhelm our imagination. God will not just give us what we ask for. God will exceed what we ask for if we're in the place of obedience.
That's right.
God will not just give us what we ask for. God will exceed what we ask for if we're in the place of obedience. The place of obedience is the place of strength. The place of obedience is the place of provision. The place of obedience is the place of preferential treatment. And expect expect the harvest. Expect the miraculous. Expect the place I was teaching yesterday, and the Lord began to let me know that the miraculous should be a way of life. Signs and wonders should be natural to us. Signs and wonders should be natural to us. Driving out demons should be natural to us. That no case should be impossible to us. What the doctors cannot do, the church should do. If the doctors give up on somebody so they can't leave, the church should pray and let the healing take place. We are here to help the natural world by imposing the supernatural on the natural world. We are here to help the natural world by imposing the supernatural. And the supernatural happened by revelation. When we begin to declare revelation of God's word, amazing things of the Spirit begin to happen. And that is how we're going to see the result in this last day. When people, that Paul was praying that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you will have revelation in the knowledge of Him. It's about a spirit of wisdom about wedding us, and that is the key to unlocking greater things of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
In Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 10, give us a picture. It said that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will. And the knowledge of his will is the foundation for making that decision. The knowledge of his will is the key to unlocking your inheritance as believers. If we're going to unlock our inheritance as believers, we need to have faith in the knowledge of his will. And when we are secure in the knowledge of his will, our future is protected. Let's pray that people will walk in the knowledge of God's will.
The knowledge of his will.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.
We have somebody on the line. I don't know who it is, but if you could just pray for this person that's on the line. They've just been listening in for a little while. So just pray for them. I know we have about 12 more minutes or so left on the broadcast, but I always like to offer prayer for the people who I see who've been listening in to us. Some listen via their computers, but others call in. So let's pray for this person who's been listening on the line with us right now.
Okay. Do I know the need of the person? Can we know the need of the person?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
I said,
okay.
Can we know the person's needs, the person's name, where he's calling
from,
need, what he's calling for?
I'm trying. Hi. Can you give us your name? Okay, so maybe they're just listening.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, you got to give me my name. I'm Cleveland Best Jr.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's Reverend Cleveland Best. So please pray for him, Prophet.
Okay, okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this brother. Whatever your needs are right now, I pray for supernatural intervention. I pray for supernatural encounter in the name of Jesus. I decree that whatever that you believe in the Lord for, let there be a miracle right now. A miracle
right now.
Now. Lord, I decree to you that in the next 21 days, there will be a major shift in your life financially. There will be a move of God in your life that will cause a drastic change. I rebuke depression. I rebuke anxiety. Whatever debt, I see debts being paid in the name of Jesus. My God, we see right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you. That you will have an amazing encounter that will change your life today. In the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance. I speak direction. I speak comfort and hope to you right now. Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Concerning relationship,
yes.
I speak peace. Oh, my God. Yes, yes. Concerning relationship, I speak peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being part of the show. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Prophet, we have about 10 minutes or so left, so I don't know if you want to share some information. I know some of the messages you've shared with me recently. I want to share the information with the listening audience. This man of God is a dynamic teacher, a rich teacher. I'm telling you, every time I listen to some of his messages, just 5 or 10 minutes of the messages, it's just so rich. And I play part of his messages on my show on Monday morning. So, Prophet, share with them, the listening audience, some information about where they can get your messages and your website.
Okay. Oh, I want to appreciate everyone who called in this morning and who's listening to this show around the world. And my site is www.tdcc6.org. www.tdcc6.org. You can download my messages online for free. We are giving materials out free for people. And when you go to that website, I just want you to take advantage of it and take the word of God and reach more people. And I want to also encourage everyone listening to be partner with Dr. Faye Butler. She's doing a very great work. I've been blessed by her ministry and how consistently she has been bringing forth revelation knowledge of God's word, and it has been awesome. And I want to say this to everyone listening today. Your best of days are ahead of you. They are not behind you. Thank you.
Amen. No, yes, they are. The best of days are ahead of us. And also, you can get his messages on the Truth and Power broadcast, which is on gospelsgolden.com. It's 12:30 a.m. early Monday mornings, our time, Eastern, here in the U.S., and that will be 11:30 Central, and then that will be 9:30 Pacific, and then Nigeria time, I believe that's 5:30 a.m. So, you know, we thank God for expansion and what he's doing and how he's been blessing through the radio program. And those who are listening, your best days are ahead of you. And the word that came forth today, hunger for the things of God. Seek God. Set apart yourselves. Consecrate to God. And the greatest things are ahead of us. Like Prophet said a few minutes ago, the blessing is really in obedience. You know, if we just obey God, obey the move of his spirit, that's where the protection is. That's where our blessings are. And he wants to download instructions to us and strategy for what we need to do. Pastors, he has plenty of strategy for what you need to do. Even now, we are in the summer season, and many of us are enjoying great weather. And he would have us to go outdoors. We said it last week, but I see people now, they're ripe for the gospel. So if you can set up a tent, if you can do some kind of outreach or outdoor ministry, might I encourage you to do it. You will see large returns. You will see large returns. You will see great returns, even if you just go reach out.
Yeah.
Reach out to people now. So it's just a great, great time of sharing on this morning. And I just want to say I thank God for Prophet. He is a man of God. The Lord connected us, and we have a covenant. And everything he has spoken into my life, we laugh some days, it's come to pass or it's coming to pass. And a lot of times we just start laughing. Why do we laugh? Because God has provided us laughter now in this season. And what he just said, the best days are ahead of you. You will be laughing much because of what the Lord God will do. And signs and wonders, this is the season of miracles, signs and wonders, miracles, signs, and wonders. So we are going to see a great outpouring, Prophet. I really believe that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really believe that.
Thank you.
I really believe that. So we thank you for tuning in with us. We're going to play a couple of songs. But I want to say this. Today is July 9th, and I usually don't promote these things, but on tomorrow my book is coming out. And you can download it. Amazon, Barnes & Noble's Kindle. It's called Breadcrumbs. It's really inspirational thoughts, motivational quotes that the Lord gave me. So it's coming out on tomorrow. So please support that effort. And we'll be having some other things to offer, some prayer CDs and other things soon. But we thank you so much for listening in. And I believe you were blessed on today. So we pray for Prophet Agbado that God will continue to open doors and bless him around the world, around the world. We just thank God for what you're going to do. We thank God for our listening on this morning, that God is going to bless him. And for all of our listeners, we thank you for listening in. As we get ready to go off the air, we're going to play a little bit of two songs at the altar by Jessica Reedy, and then Bless the Lord with Me. Thank you so much for listening in today. Prophet, I guess we'll speak offline. And Elder Best, thank you for calling in, and we'll see you also at a later date. God bless you.
Bye. Take care.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Let me hear you say, oh. about some praise in this place tonight.